Well, Lucy's right there by the door, crying in that way Siamese have. I like that cry. Think it's kind of cute. But Lulu always hated it, maybe because it sounds like a baby's cry and she didn't want anything to do with babies. What would I want with a rug monkey, she'd say. Lucy being at the door wasn't anything out of the ordinary either. That cat loved my ass. Still does. She's 2 years old now. We got her at the start of the last year we were married, right around. Seems impossible to believe Lulu's been gone a year, and we were only together 3 to start with. But Lulu Bell was the type to make an impression on you. Lulu Bell had what I have to call star quality. You know who she reminded me of? Lucille Ball. Now that I think about it, I guess that's why I named the cat Lucy, although I don't remember thinking it at the time. It must have been what you'd call a subconscious association. She'd come into a room, Lulu Bell, I mean, not the cat, and just light it up somehow. A person like that, when they're gone, you can hardly believe it. You keep expecting them to come back. Meanwhile, there's the cat. Her name was Lucy to start with, but Lulu Bell hated the way she acted so much that she started to call her Screw Lucy, and it kind of stuck. Lucy wasn't nuts, though. She only wanted to be loved. Wanted to be loved more than any other pet I've ever had in my life, and I've had quite a few. Anyway, I come into the house and pick up the cat and pet her a little, and she climbs up onto my shoulder and sits there purring and talking her Siamese talk. I check the mail on the counter, put the bills in the basket, then go over to the fridge to get Lucy something to eat. I always keep a working can of cat food in there with a piece of tinfoil over the top. Saves having Lucy get excited and digging her claws into my shoulder when she hears the can opener. Cats are smart, you know. Much smarter than dogs. They are different in other ways, too. It might be the biggest division in the world isn't men and women, but folks who like cats and folks who like dogs. Did any of you pork packers ever think of that? Lulu bitched like hell about having an open can of cat food in the fridge, even one with a piece of foil over the top, said it made everything in there taste like old tuna, but I wouldn't give in on that one. On most stuff, I did it her way, but that cat food business was one of the few places where I really stood up for my rights. It didn't have anything to do with the cat food anyway. It had to do with the cat. She just didn't like Lucy, that was all. Lucy was her cat, but she didn't like it. Anyway, I go over to the fridge, and I see there's a note on it, stuck there with one of the vegetable magnets. It's from Lulu Bell. Best I can remember, it goes like this. Dear LT, I am leaving you, honey. Unless you come home early, I will be long gone by the time you get this note. I don't think you will get home early. You never have got home early in all the time we've been married. But at least I know you'll get this almost as soon as you get in the door, because the first thing you always do when you get home isn't to come see me and say, hi, sweet girl, I'm home, and give me a kiss, but go to the fridge and get whatever's left of that last nasty can of Kahlo you put in there and feed Screw Lucy. So at least I know you just won't go upstairs and get shocked when you see my Elvis Last Supper picture is gone and my half of the closet is mostly empty and think we had a burglar who likes ladies' dresses, unlike some who only care what is under them.